When it comes to news, we're now in the what might be called, for lack of a more academic term, the silly season. The primary elections are over and the fall campaign hasn't really begun. The dysfunctional Michigan legislature, finishing yet another vacation, doesn't shuffle back to work until later this week. When they do, we'll be treated to the excitement of watching them trying to balance last year's budget, after which we're hoping they'll tackle the challenge of balancing this year's budget. Don't worry, I'll explain when you're older. This is normally the time of year when the authorities announce that they have a new lead on Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance, after which they dig up some poor guy's backyard, only to find nothing. And even though we're fighting two wars and a recession, the story generating the most national discussion this morning was that of a 9-year-old Pennsylvania girl who died in 1962 and whose body was stolen on Friday the 13th. I'm not sure I want to know why. However, Michigan is doing its best to compete. For many years, Pontiac has held a nice civic festival called Arts, Beats, and Eats on Labor Day weekend. This year, with Pontiac on the rocks and under an emergency financial manager, the festival moved a dozen miles south to Royal Oak. That made sense. But now the whole thing has turned into a gun issue. Allowing people to swagger around the festival with guns on their hips strikes me as dangerous and silly. That's how it strikes Royal Oak, too, or did. But a gun rights group called Michigan Open Carry decided to make this a test case. They claim state law allows them to carry their guns pretty much everywhere and want to force communities to comply. They took their case to the Royal Oak City Commission, who agreed. They voted, 4-3, that they had no choice but to allow people to openly carry loaded firearms among the cotton candy. That caused a retired GM employee to stand up and say his family wasn't coming to the festival. The man wasn't anti-gun. He just thought this didn't make sense, noting, "You're going to have thousands of people, and you're going to have alcohol and guns. Not a great combination." Harry Cook, a retired Episcopal priest and a friend of mine, told me yesterday morning that he plans to go to Arts, Beats, and Eats with a giant banana strapped to his belt, an idea he expands on in today's Detroit Free Press. He plans to go up to those with guns and say, "Hey, Buster, mine's bigger than yours." He says he hopes to be arrested. I hope he doesn't get shot. His wife is a very nice lady. Royal Oak commissioners have asked the legislature to modify state law so communities could ban guns from such events. I wouldn't hold your breath. Lansing isn't likely to anger the gun lobby during an election year. But there is one flicker of hope. Taking up this issue would give our lawmakers a chance to do what they like best, postpone dealing with the budget. It may be a shot in the dark, but then that's exactly what Royal Oak is trying to avoid.